to be here.
You chose to come here. Yep. Why?
You know, truthfully, just the vision of the organization, this group, this new life that's in the building here, and the potential. I mean, I just thought it was a great fit in a familiar place to be able to come back, do my best in any way to help lead this team, and just to be a great role model and a great vet for these young up-and-coming players, and really help out in any way I can. So it's exciting for me, and also really I'm really happy to be here, and I'm happy for that decision.
How does it feel different this time around?
Oh, it's different. I think just because the city has changed a lot since I was playing here last. Obviously, last time I was here when we first opened up LCA downtown. But you know, being around downtown and seeing the growth, seeing the excitement, seeing you know, the how things have changed in 5 to 6 years is kind of you know, it's surprising to me, but in a good way. Just driving around, the organization has changed a lot too, in a very positive way. So. I'm thankful to be here and also just excited to get things rolling.
When you first came here, I believe you were 23. You're now 32. And the entire roster is about 20.
I know.
Do you find yourself feeling like the older brother or uncle? Or
for sure.
Are there examples of that where guys say something or some reference a musical artist, you don't know who it is, or use some slang term, you don't know what it is?
That would be probably always on the list. The music. But one of them one time was telling me what year they were born, and I was doing the math in my head, and like, you know, once it got over single digits, I was like, oh my gosh. Like I went home and told my wife, I'm like, hey, you know, a young fella was telling me what year he's born. Then I realized that I'm 12 years older than him, and I was like, good gosh. But you know, it's funny. It's cool being in that situation though, just because, like, you know, they're obviously so young and eager to learn, but then at the same time, this is all brand new to them. So being able to just help them navigate outside life outside of basketball, but then making sure you take care of your business on the floor, has been the biggest thing. But it's really I always take a lot of sense of gratitude for being in this position to be able to be respected enough to teach, get them to listen, and then also to be respected enough to for them to really focus in and be able to come to me when they need something. So, I'm enjoying every single moment of it.
Do you come in hot, or do you kind of lay back a little bit, let them come to you, or do you want to be proactive and go to them and say, look, you know, these are some things I've learned, and we can do things better?
I always try to just lead by example. So, you know, and that's always just been the framework of me as a player in person. You know, you'll see over time, like, daily deposits into everything that I do, whether it's, you know, in the weight room, on a basketball court, communication, on the floor, in the locker room, checking in with every single guy, making sure that they're good in a good space to be able to flourish at what they do, essentially, of putting the basketball in the basket and playing at a high level. And I think, you know, over time, that builds a lot of trust and a lot of positive energy to have those guys come and open up and want to talk and just want to pick my brain on different things. If I see somebody and I know that I can help them in any way, I'm definitely going to express that to them, because you know, I'm here to make sure that these guys reach their potential, and at the same time make sure that we're a winning basketball team and we're playing the right way every night. And you know, that is my goal for this group. That is my goal personally for myself. Man, I know that we have the talent in this room to be a team that can really surprise a lot of people, and I'm excited for this opportunity.
Who has surprised you? Who is better than Tobias Harris knew when you got here?
I think, I mean, honestly, there's a lot of guys who are better than I thought. But I'll be honest with you, I had high expectations for guys on this roster before, like going into signing and before the season had started. You know, I have high expectations for Kay, Jaden, Jalen. So, like, you know, Asor, all, like, those guys, like, I've been impressed with their work ethic. More importantly, just been impressed with their demeanor of who they are as people and what they expect of themselves and what they want. So it's a really good group of good character-minded people, and I always believe that that also translates to the court. The better chemistry this group can get, the better familiarity we get with one another and how we play will directly correlate to winning more games.
Who's the guy on the team that you were so thankful he's your teammate now, you no longer have to go against him?
JD and Isaiah Stewart, because they've hit me sometimes with some screens that I was like, man, I'm happy that they're setting those screens on someone else but me.
Duren is massive.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, he's not just tall. He's a brick.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, he has physical tools for a basketball player, like that size, ability to jump, the ability to protect the rim. The sky's the limit for his game. And I think he's just such an important piece for our team, especially defensively, being an anchor and using his voice and using his physicality on the floor, really setting the tone of what type of basketball we want to play. So, yeah, I'm expecting a very big year for him and a very big leap in his game from last year to this year.
What is it about J.B. Bickerstaff that has you thinking, I've made the right decision to come here and I can't wait to play with him, for him, I should say?
Yeah, his communication with all the guys, myself in particular, but with the whole group of communicating and really making sure that guys are in a very good place. The work environment is a great place to come into and get to work and to be excited about coming to hoop. And there's great energy in the gym, but his style of coaching, the way that he communicates with every single guy to make sure that we have one goal and one mission, and that's to be the best team that we can be, and that's every day to be the team that outworks whoever we go against. That message is said on the daily, and I just think that has been huge for every single guy in this group and every single person in the organization. You know, he's a great person, even better coach, and it's been great just to be able to be coached by somebody of that stature and somebody who's one of the best coaches that I've been around. So I'm he's been just amazing.
You paying attention to your Volunteers in their victory over Alabama last weekend?
Yeah, of course.
You got to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
As far as Trajan Langdon mentioned that last year the spirit got down because they lost so much, what is your role in keeping these young guys from getting down?
Just to really be locked in on the whole duration of everything, right? I mean, NBA is a long season, 82 games, and there's obviously highs and lows in between all of it, but it's really being locked in, understanding who we are as a group, making sure that our energy is always right, our body language is good on the floor, and truth be told, just making sure that we keep our swagger and our vibe at an all-time high day after day. Come in, control your controllables by putting in the work every single day to be better, watching film, doing your due diligence on how you prepare, how you get yourself ready, and going out there and getting it. Let the results be the results, and having short-term memory as well. Like, it could be long road trip, come back home, roll some wins off in a row, like, let's figure it out. So that's that is a big reason why I'm here, is make sure that over the course of the season that we're locked in and just focus on the real growth of us as a group throughout the whole year, not getting caught up.
What's the first thing you think that is going to click with this team to get you in the right direction? And then what do you think is going to be the last thing that comes into place where you guys start feeling really confident in how you're playing?
Well, I think first we just need to continue to create our identity as a group, be a very sharp and thorough defensive team, and team that is working its tail off on the defensive end. Offensively, just make the right play. If guys open, kick on the ball, let that basketball fly around, move the basketball from side to side, get out and run. I think early on we stick to those two, three things right there. We'll be in a good position. And then over time, it's really figuring out how to impose our will, close out games, and be a dominant team that I believe we can be.
Tobias Harris, good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
There he is from the Detroit Pistons. Tobias Harris back for a second stint with our Detroit Pistons.